But the carbon chips that we're using today, which are very common, okay?
Turn your lights in here, please. You like that flashlight?
Yeah, I've got one right here.
Is that coming back brighter? Focus it. That way.
Wasn't down on the spot.
You see what's happening? Now, change the shape of this.
To a concave.
Correct. And what happens?
You get heat.
Correct. The more you focus it.
Okay, the more heat you get. What? You turn heat into...
energy. It's simple.
Yeah.
No. No, it takes too much.
Steam is ancient. There, the steam is
okay.
It's way up.
Okay, we're gonna have one last try. No, I think she's gone to bed.
Hello.
Hello. Did we wake you?
Oh shit.
We woke you.
Yeah.
That's all right. You go back to bed, and we'll talk to you again next week. Okay?
Didn't we have a channeling session set up?
Yes, we did.
Oh god.
And we tried earlier, but you go back to sleep because you need your sleep. Okay?
Oh.
That's all right.
No, I feel so bad. I totally slipped my mind.
Oh, no. Okay, here's a quick joke for you before you go back to bed. Okay, what's red and white and all out? What's red, white? I can't even think of a joke properly. Okay, I'll tell you what. We're scheduled for next Tuesday night.
Okay.
Okay. We'll go for a 7 o'clock start. Their time, that's California time, which would be 9 o'clock your time?
My time.
Okay.
Write it down.
Okay, wait, let me, okay. Well, I don't have a cordless on me, so let me...
I tell you what we'll do.
I will write it down.
Okay. But we will get Russ to give you a call on Sunday night and again on Monday.
That would be perfect.
Okay.
That way he reminds me, so I totally do not, I cannot believe I forgot, I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
I had finals last week, and I spaced everything off.
You got your results.
I got a B, not an A, but I got a B.
Well, hey, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it wasn't as good as I wanted, but...
True.
I just totally spaced everything off, and I feel so bad.
Oh, that's all right. You've had a lot on your mind.
God.
Okay.
9 o'clock.
Yeah, and don't forget, you're meant to be cutting down on those cigarettes.
Hey, I've done really good.
Oh, I've got some news for you. Guess who stopped smoking cigarettes?
Huh?
Guess who stopped smoking cigarettes? Mark did.
Nuh-uh. Did he really?
Yeah. He's only had one in, like, 2 weeks.
Wow. That is excellent.
Anyway, we'll let you go back to bed now.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
That's all right. Don't be sad.
Oh, I feel so bad.
Don't.
Hey, tell Russ. Russ, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, darling.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. He's there.
Please don't forget to call me and remind me this weekend.
I won't. Don't worry.
He says he won't.
Promise? So that way I don't
out of the two of us, I think I'll remember.
Okay.
And I'll harass Mark so that he knows.
Okay.
Okay? So you hop back into bed.
Okay.
Okay?
I love you guys.
Love you too.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, now that's taken care of. I will hop out and put on.
Are you coming back?
Yes.
Good.
That's why it's a two-parter tonight. Okay. Now I have to put on the next pair. And I will be back. Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Good evening, Carl.
Greetings. How's it going?
Just fine. How about you?
I'm doing fine.
Great.
Mm-hmm. And how are you doing?
How's the little ones?
The little ones are doing fine.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yes, all three of the little troublemakers.
Darling, they're all troublemakers when they're little.
Yeah, especially when they reach 6 years old, like Clara, unfortunately.
Yeah.
She's turning into a little bit of a madam. She reminds me of my younger sister at that age. A real madam. Not in that sense. Although, I think if Kiri lives on a three-dimensional level, she would be. Okay. Do we have questions, or am I just going to sit here and orate for a while?
No, I've got a few. But I don't want to take up all of them.
Go ahead, Russ.
Cara, the healing that we did with Paulette and Sunpar in a verbal form, as to bring the two together. And what actually happened and how did it pick yourself up?
Well, what actually happened was that we took one vibrational frequency and brought it up, and put the other vibrational frequency and brought it down so that they matched. The problem that Paulette was having is the fact that Sunpar is vibrating at a higher frequency than Paulette was. So we had to bring and match them so that they evened out and worked together instead of vibrating totally differently.
Now, is Paulette going to need another healing?
From time to time, yes, but not that often.
Not that often.
Just where will be of tremendous support.
And this has to do with what she calls her bipolar energy?
That's correct.
It is the same thing we're talking about.
Is that you have energy at one level and energy at another level, you have to bring them together so they're no longer split. By bringing them in sync and harmony together, you create a harmonic frequency that resonates out of the body between the entity and the physical, and it vibrates together in tune. For example, if Russ was to hum at one note, I was to hum at another note. See, they don't sound good, do they? One is higher and one is lower. If we were to hum the same note on the count of three, two, one. See, our notes are pretty close together.
Yeah, it's more pleasing to the ear.
That's correct. Now, imagine that on a physical and spiritual level. The fact that you have one at a high frequency and one at a low frequency. It is bound to cause some problems because this is not harmonic. So by bringing them into a harmonic alignment, what happens? The instrument is tuned, and it is pleasant to hear to both parties, and therefore it works much better.
So right now, Paulette is harmonically balanced.
Correct. With Sunpa.
It goes back to what Kiri and I were talking about concerning harmonics and the matching of frequencies.
But it's not only just on a physical and spiritual level. Harmonics play a much bigger and more important role than people realize. I'm not fully versed on the engineering side. We have to ask Miss Mischievous that is standing on our hands.
Well, then, using the spiritual and physical harmonics, a healer can heal themselves?
Yes, and other people. You have to be sensitive to other harmonic frequencies of individuals. Everybody has a different harmonic frequency. Some people are very close together, and other people are quite far apart. Somebody that irritates you for no reason whatsoever has a totally different harmonic frequency that is irritating.
Okay, now one further step. Mm-hmm. I'm gifted healer to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Does this say that I'm unconsciously sensitive to people's harmonics?
Yeah.
Why I can heal them?
Right. You have the ability, as most healers do, to fluctuate your harmonic frequency. You can go from a high frequency to a low frequency. There are some people that you can't help due to the fact that their harmonic frequencies are too far out of your range either way. They're either too high or too low. For example, that gentleman that you worked with, if my report is correct, if she stays upright, there's a gentleman that you work with that you find that you get on with, that he's very irritating. And the problem there is that his frequency is too far away for you to match. That's why you get on well with most people, is that you have that frequency that you can adjust and match their frequency.
And I do that unconsciously.
It's a built-in program that makes you feel comfortable, that you've had from an early age. When you're very young, you're isolated from other people's harmonics and their frequency. But as you get older, you get opened up, and if at the right age you learn how to get on with a lot of people by adjusting your frequency, then you continue to do that through the rest of your life. The more exposure that you have to other people at an early age, the easier it becomes.
Okay, that explains it. Because when I was a small boy, I always kind of hung around with older people.
Mm-hmm.
I always did.
But again, older people have a lower harmonic resonance level than younger people.
Mm-hmm.
As younger people have higher pitched voices,
mm-hmm.
they also have higher pitched frequencies.
Okay.
The older you get, the lower the note drops. Some people don't lose this frequency. They stay at a high frequency. And they burn incredibly bright, very active, very boisterous, very much like a child in their boisterousness.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, in an adult form, this is because their frequencies are very high. In a lower frequency, an individual can achieve a much greater range of experiences and abilities. A high frequency tends to burn an individual out. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Oh, no problem. That I can. Next question?
Does light, pure light, have a harmonic frequency?
Everything has a harmonic frequency.
Everything.
Everything. Let me show you. Handle, please.
I thought I was moving. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty similar to your conventional, but I had no idea it was a kind of laying singing bowl. Until Mark told me that, which was just recently.
Okay, the same thing can be accomplished with a wet finger on a crystal glass.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's just hearing.
Be back.
Be polished. Yeah. Also been damaged here. Oh, well. That works just as well.
Yeah,
that is a good thing. Yeah, that has a harmonic frequency also.
This is, I think this is why bells are cast.
Mm-hmm.
Not machined, cast.
And that's because it is easier to achieve the harmonic frequency.
By changing the properties of the metals, change the tone of the bell.
Correct. And this is the same with people. Change the individual slightly, and you change their frequency. We have just had a revelation if you watch this video.
Do what?
Yeah. you just had a revelation to do that.
More or less.
Back to my question about light.
Yes, it does have a frequency. It does have harmonics. It is so high pitched that bright light not only hurts the eyes, but hurts the ears as well.
A little bit better than what you gave me before.
And the darker the light, the deeper the mood.
Right.
The same with colors.
Correct. Colors have frequency.
The darker the color, the deeper the mood.
Mm-hmm. For example, this is black.
That is black.
You cannot get much darker than that. What does black suggest?
Funerals.
For me, it represents sincerity, professionalism.
Right.
Like,
see, all different definitions, but all of them, all those comments suggest that something a little bit is dark, but not dark as in negative, but as in void of life, as well. Yeah.
Very few people that have seen ultimate darkness.
True.
I have.
You're pitch black?
Pitch black, where you cannot see anything. Yeah. You have? Okay. There are very few people that have.
Mm-hmm.
In the minds, when you turn off your headlamp, it's ultimate darkness.
Okay. Any more questions for me?
Mm-hmm. And the question of, we're working right now with elixirs.
Mm-hmm.
And harmonic elixirs.
Mm-hmm.
The color of the stone that we use in the elixir matches a frequency.
Okay.
If we match a sound to that color with experimentation,
mm-hmm.
what happens to the elixir?
I would take away from the landless, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any more questions? Because we have we need to be wrapping up this part.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you very much.
Here. Come close.
Come on.
Okay. Hold the bell like it's been held there. Okay. You feel the harmonics. You feel it vibrating down through your fingers?
Mm-hmm.
And as it gets louder, it works its way down. There you go. Feel it getting further and further down your arm?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You probably adjusted your frequency to match that. Feel a little bit funny there, again.
Yeah, a little.
Mm-hmm. See, your body's adjusting to its frequency, and the change in frequency kind of goofs you up. But that's what your body does, you see. Tara asked me to finish up for her because she couldn't do it properly. Okay, any more questions for me? You've got lots of questions. We'll get to them in the second half, all right?
I'm in no hurry.
Okay, darling. We're going to have to head down the hill.
Okay.
And you go ahead and do your thing.
Got it.
He was really, really pushing it. In fact, she got a few looks from my own mold, and it's sort of like...
Well, yeah, you could see that when he gave her those looks. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could see her react through Mark's body.
Yeah.
And she knew she was pushing it.
Mm-hmm. It's just as well our mold was there, otherwise I think she would have stepped over that line by quite a bit.
And what would happen? Would there be a punishment for that or a reprimand?
She would get a reprimand, which would go on her permanent record. And if that happened again, she would go home. Mm-hmm.
Second period.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And never be allowed back to Ashtar Command.
Yep. So she would be basically deported over this, essentially.
Yes, basically. Deported and never allowed back.
They have to have some kind of restrictions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's understandable.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'd have little spaceships land in our backyard. Yeah, they'd give us all kinds of technologies we'd use to make ourselves lots of money.
Mm-hmm.
Or she'd give us the lottery numbers next week, you know?
Right.
Pity about Kerry. Okay, let's get down to business. Yes, okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm. This is where it's going to get boring, I'm sorry, but it's got to get boring.
Yeah, afraid so. Okay. Kemp and Gore.
I haven't seen the full report on that yet, as I had to prep up and get ready.
Tonight. Yeah, they just finished it up.
Okay. Now, we're talking about Kemp version of the future compared to Gore's version of the future.
Yeah.
Okay, as you say, Gore runs the country. In that case, the vice presidential debate had more emphasis tonight to look for than the Clinton debate with Dole.
Correct.
Okay. So in that respect, let's go ahead and take it from the first part.
Okay, let me put in something in advance.
Okay.
Right. You have to remember that it's not just Gore. It's Hillary, Rollins, Clinton, and Gore.
She wasn't there. So we have to just rough it with half.
So, when Bill says something, right, he's been prepared in advance by Hillary as a rule. Makes logical sense, correct?
Mm-hmm.
It's a technique used in politics.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, I quite agree. But I'm taking this election now and how it's going to outcome later on. The whole, not what's happened in the past, that plays a part, that plays a very important part. For example, Bush, to start off with, had been pre-programmed by Reagan. He was Reagan's man.
Right, and who was Reagan pre-programmed by?
He wasn't programmed by anybody, actually.
Reagan wasn't programmed at all?
No. You have to remember that Reagan...
Wasn't Akron being programmed?
Because he was an actor, that makes him very hard to be programmed. He can learn the lines. It makes him wonderful at learning lines. But if you watch some of his movies, right, and the outtake, he's a very, very accomplished comedian. Comedians cannot be programmed very well. Another person that was programmed, and sadly it backfired on him, was Nixon. Nixon was programmed. And he had been programmed for years and years and years. And when he left the military, that's when his programming started. Another individual that was programmed was Kennedy. Kennedy was programmed
very much so
by his running mate, Lyndon B. Johnson. Lyndon B. Johnson was not programmed. He was one of those people that was supremely good at manipulating other people. In fact, it's almost the same situation that is happening now, happened in 1960 with Kennedy and Johnson and Gore and Clinton.
Okay, good analogy. Mm-hmm. I can respect that.
Yeah, my political opinions bear no relevance in my political analysis. I admit that I'm a little bit more conservative. I'm not as conservative as Mark, but I am more conservative than what is common in your political system. I would not vote for Dole. I definitely would not vote for Kemp. I wouldn't have voted for Buchanan. In fact, I don't think I would have voted for anybody that ran.
What about Powell?
Would not have voted for him. Military leaders, as a rule, do not make good political leaders. There are exceptions to the rules.
What about John F. Kennedy?
Who?
John
F. Kennedy. Oh, JFK?
Mm-hmm.
Would not vote for him.
What past president
did you vote
for? Lincoln?
Yes, Lincoln is one. Ford, I wouldn't have voted for him.
Carter.
Definitely not. There was somebody that was not programmed and was not very good at his job either. You know, I don't think there is anybody this. There is one person I would have voted for. Calvin Coolidge. Because he was honest. He tried hard. He worked hard. He stuck to his principles. And unfortunately, he paid the price. He only did, what, one term?
What about Teddy Roosevelt?
No. He was very manipulated.
FDR.
Oh.
For the situation.
Sorry, mistaken. Mistaken. FDR is the one that was manipulated. Teddy was not. Teddy was too strong. He
too
was
independent, too strong.
Yeah. He was did some great things, but he was also very harmful.
It looked like he was doing a good thing.
Yeah.
And he was that was his intention.
Mm-hmm.
The long term effects were detrimental.
Yeah. But yeah, he tried to do what he thought was right. And he stood on his principles. I would have voted for him, yeah. Just it would have been a real toss-up between him and probably Coolidge if they were running at the same time.
Yeah.
Woodrow Wilson? I would lean more not to voting for him, but if I had a choice of, let's say, Woodrow Wilson, FDR and Kennedy, then Wilson would just about win for the fact that he tried to reason logically instead of emotionally. But his reasoning and logic was flawed.
Now this is hindsight looking back.
Okay, now looking at the current situation, I wouldn't vote for any of them. I honestly would not vote for any of them. However, let us stick within your questions, Russ.
Okay,
what is your next question?
Tax cuts across the board. Republicans propose tax cuts across the board.
Uh-huh.
The Democrats propose tax cuts for the middle class.
Uh-huh.
And basically for most poor of our country to help them get on their feet. Now, the tax cuts across the board are based on a $550 billion tax cut proposed by the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
This because of the fact that they are predicting a $5 trillion gross output due to that tax cut.
Mm-hmm.
Which they say then would be a 1% tax cut. But they want to make the tax cut before they get the money back in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only proposed $5 trillion output as opposed, it's just a gamble.
Yeah.
It's just shot across the board.
Okay. Now, if they tax cut, what is your analogy on what's going to happen?
There will be growth.
Mm-hmm.
But there will also be very much pain among the poor and the old.
Why?
Medicare, Medicaid are going to suffer.
They're going to cut those?
They are going to go ahead and keep them from growing.
No, not quite true. Not quite true. What they're going to do is they're going to cut the level of growth.
Right.
At the moment, it is growing on average 10% larger than is normal compared to the growth in expenditure. Let's say each year expenditure grows 5%, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Medicare, welfare, and so on are growing by 15%, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which means that, yeah, one is meant to just cover the other, correct?
Right.
So you're actually having a waste of 10% increase that could be used elsewhere. So by cutting the amount of increase, right, let's say cut it to 7%, which would cover just about any extra necessities, right? It's actually 2% more than the actual normal growth level is, right?
Right.
You're saving yourself 8%, which can be used for other things. Okay. Now, there is a recent study that I came across, right, of 36 cities in your country, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guess which one ranked number one in growth and economic prosperity?
New York?
No.
I do it.
Las Vegas.
Okay.
Why?
Yeah.
No. Although that did help in a way.
As far as I know, it helped a whole lot, especially in Vegas part.
Mm-hmm.
Their mega resorts they're building have brought in more tourists than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, it has to increase in growth to put up with the building of houses for those coming into work for those increased amount of tourists.
Mm-hmm. You came close, but your reason is flawed. Okay. Yes, they did play a part in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what one thing attracts businesses to Nevada?
No tax.
Correct. Or very low taxes on things that are taxed. Which in turn does what?
Prosperity and growth.
Correct. Now, Nevada has a very well-developed healthcare system. The only problem for the healthcare system is the fact that Nevada has the highest smoking ratio in the country. Also has one of the highest beverage consumption levels in the country,
mm-hmm.
which pushes up the medical costs. Take those away, right? Nevada would be very, very prosperous. So, by cutting taxes, what have you done in a state?
Stimulated growth.
Exactly.
One problem, though.
Mm-hmm.
That is the fact that the state is not a microcosm of the government.
What makes you say that?
Okay. For example, let's look at where the money goes in the government.
Mm-hmm.
Defense.
Mm-hmm.
Black budget.
Mm-hmm.
Foreign policy, foreign lending,
mm-hmm.
Foreign aid,
mm-hmm.
without getting it paid back,
mm-hmm.
domestic aid without getting it paid back,
mm-hmm.
Bureaucracy that the state couldn't even conceive of.
Mm-hmm.
All of this is expenditures.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, with the Kemp and Dole plan, uh-huh. or the Republican plan, of cutting $550 billion in taxes,
yeah.
they're expecting to stimulate growth as it has happened in Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
They're not taking into account the fact that all the expenditures the government puts out are going to basically wipe out any gains they would have made